This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is bright with clear skies over Tel Aviv. Jerusalem enjoys a mild sunny day. Haifa sees a gentle breeze with sunshine. It's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Northern Israel under fire as Hezbollah attacks continue. U.S. warns Iran holds major missile arsenal. This is from Ynet, reported earlier today. Also, former Gaza hostage Rom Braslavsky faces online attacks after criticizing Gal Hirsch. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Trump speaks on negotiations with Iran, emphasizing the absence of nuclear weapons. This was reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. Separately, Lebanon and the U.S. ask Israel for a pause in fighting, according to Axe AOS from earlier today. And finally, U.S. officials warn Iran still holds thousands of missiles, according to a Ynet report from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago about a hostile aircraft intrusion near Arab al-Aramshe. Meanwhile, Shanaka 86, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted that in 1982, the IRGC deployed Revolutionary Guards to Lebanon, leading to the creation of Hezbollah. Max Abrams, a political analyst, shared earlier today that claims of Israel squandering sympathy are unfounded, noting a rise in antisemitism in the West. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing tensions in northern Israel. Hezbollah's continued attacks have led to sirens sounding in Safed and Galilee. Ynet reports that U.S. officials are warning of Iran's substantial missile arsenal. This escalation could heighten regional instability and affect civilian safety. Turning to the controversy surrounding Rom Braslavsky. The former Gaza hostage criticized the choice of Gal Hirsch for a ceremonial role. The Jerusalem Post details the backlash he faces online. This incident highlights the deep divisions within Israeli society. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump addressed negotiations with Iran, emphasizing the importance of preventing nuclear proliferation. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Trump stressed that Iran should not charge a toll in the Strait of Hormuz. This statement may influence ongoing diplomatic talks. Lebanon and the U.S. have reportedly asked Israel for a ceasefire, as per Axe EOS. The request comes amid escalating tensions, complicating Prime Minister Netanyahu's political landscape. A ceasefire could provide much-needed relief to affected civilians. On the economic front, first, Israeli gas flows resumed to Jordan after a 3-day wartime halt. This is from CTEC, noting that the restart eases pressure on Jordan's energy market. Separately, Israeli company Stratasys has been selected for a pilot with the American Department of Defense. This comes from Israel Hayom Business, marking a significant achievement in the field of 3D printing. And finally, the Leviathan gas field resumes operations. Globes reports that Israel had to use coal and diesel for electricity during the shutdown. The restart is a critical step for energy stability. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.